KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies. It's windy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder, Audubon and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton schools are starting their classes 2 hours late this morning. In the news, a woman from Creston reported Saturday afternoon that someone had stolen her motorcycle. The theft of the black 2007 Harley-Davidson occurred sometime between 11 p.m. Friday and 1 p.m. on Saturday in the vicinity of 412 North Maple Street in Creston. The motorcycle was parked in front of the residence on the sidewalk and the keys were not in it. The loss was estimated at $16,000. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, and the head of Iowa's treatment program says they're trying to let everyone know that things don't have to get out of control. Eric Preuss says that's why they've started their Be Number One at Getting Help campaign.
To help those who might not understand much about gambling have a bit more empathy and understanding and support for those individuals, to encourage them to reach out support rather than, you know, certainly anger and I can't believe you did this and how could you do this and why do you have this problem and no one else has this problem.
He says the gambler and those around them need to know what's involved.
It's a disease. It's something that people need help for, and then there's help available. And so that's really what we're trying to get at. And certainly within the theme of Problem Gambling Awareness a Month is awareness plus action makes good things happen.
Sports betting has taken off in Iowa since becoming legal, and Price said there's no doubt it increases the temptation for those who might gamble illegally.
All you have to do is watch TV and know that there's a very high level amount of competition that's going on the new sports books with the sports law change.
He said there are a lot of offers out there trying to get you into sports gambling.
They're competing for a limited number of Iowans and trying to build that relationship with Iowans to do sports wagering. And they're doing it in some very enticing ways. You know, bet a dollar, win a hundred. You know, we'll guarantee you won't lose your first $250. So, you know, for a person who maybe hasn't gambled before, it sounds like, well, why wouldn't I try that?
He says gambling doesn't have to take over your life.
We really just want to get the message out to them to play responsibly, to stay within their means, you know, make sure you're only wagering your discretionary income and you're not looking at it to make money. I mean, it's fun, it's entertainment. And if you win, great. If you don't, you walk away and you have fun doing it type of a thing.
He says if you feel you have a problem, there is help at 1-800-BETS-OFF or by going online to yourlifeiowa.org.
And they can initiate a chat session there, but they can also find more information about responsible gambling, what a gambling problem might look like, and other resources to assist them.
Price says about 1% of Iowans meet the criteria for a gambling disorder, and about 14% who may be at risk for a gambling disorder. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard Sunday morning shows 286 additional positive test results for COVID that were returned from the lab over the previous 24 hours for a total to date of 370,522. There were no additional deaths statewide for a pandemic total of 5,633 as of Sunday. Long-term care facility deaths account for 2,216 of a total number of deaths across the state. LTC outbreaks remain at 3. Hospitalization numbers show that 160 Iowans are hospitalized with COVID on Sunday compared to 182 on Saturday. 40 were in an ICU. 29 people were admitted to a hospital across the state compared to 40 previously, and 18 patients were on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4 hospitals, those in western and southwest Iowa, show those hospitalized with COVID are down to 10 on Sunday, 4 less than on Saturday. 7 were in an ICU. There were no new admissions, and 3 people are on a ventilator. Over 1 million total doses have now been administered in Iowa, with more than 1,034,000 vaccines given to Iowa residents alone. Over 394,565 have completed the vaccination series, and the 14-day positivity rate as of 10 a.m. Sunday was 3.8%. The 7-day rate also 3.8%. We'll get an update on the figures coming up at 10 a.m. The pandemic has dramatically altered the lives of many people, including those living with disabilities, but Iowa advocates say the crisis isn't stopping their contributions. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and groups behind outreach say the main message is inclusion in every part of community life. Alicia Baldup is of Mason City. She's a member of the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council and hasn't let Down syndrome limit what she can do during a public health crisis. Since the pandemic, she saw her hours increase at the supermarket where she worked. Wearing with the protective gear, Baldorf says she feels brave enough to clean shopping carts and interact with those customers.
I say thank you. I say you're welcome. I like this position, and I love it. It's easier than doing dishes.
Baldiff, who was recently vaccinated, says like many others, she was upset a year ago and much of public life shut down as the crisis evolved. But she hopes others can see that those living with disabilities have a can-do attitude and can play a role in helping a community adapt to tough situations. Fellow council member and vice chair Brady Werger of Glenwood says the last year has been very stressful. He says he misses interacting with volunteers and mentors who would take him places, while lamenting that most events he attends are now done virtually. But that hasn't stopped him from making connections.
I've advocated for a couple different things during the pandemic, and, you know, I built new relationships.
Werger urges fellow advocates and the public in general to get a vaccination when eligible. He says that can help communities and support groups move closer to making a difference in person rather than through a computer screen. And Tyson says about a third of workers at its Waterloo plant have received a COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccination rate at the plant, where the virus has already sickened about a third and the site's nearly 3,000 employees, Waterloo Tyson is linked to at least six worker deaths from the coronavirus. The company hosted vaccination clinics earlier this month for Waterloo workers. The virus has ravaged the meatpacking industry across the U.S. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.